We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This morning, I'm really excited to be talking with Colin Blunstone of The Zombies. He's calling all the way from London, where I hear their summer's taken a bit of a turn. And you're going to be here in Denver on September 20th.
We certainly are. And we're going to be with Brian Wilson and his wonderful band as well. So exciting times, I think.
I think so as well. Now, Colin, your career has spanned decades. Is it still exciting to be touring and, you know, coming to the States and doing all of that?
Oh, absolutely. I think, I share this excitement with everyone in the band. Honestly, I don't think you would still be touring, certainly not at this time in our lives. You know, we love playing, we love touring, and so for us it's the same old thrill every time we start out on a tour, and I just, you know, we do it because we love doing it. And of course, even at this age, you know, just to give a little secret away, you still get a bit anxious before a tour starts. You know, first of all, have I forgotten anything?
I feel like that's kind of a good news, bad news thing, because for anyone who's in entertainment or performs, you always ask yourself, oh, are these butterflies ever going to go away?
Absolutely, but I think it's important that they don't. It's just, this is how I see it, that there's two kinds of nerves. One is uncontrollable nervousness. That's not good for a performer. And the other is just the tingle of excitement. And you can call that nerves if you like, but it just makes sensitive to what's going on, and I think it energizes you too. And I think that you learn to use those kind of nerves in your performance, and that's all good. That's my humble opinion, anyway. Yeah, a little bit of a tingle is not a bad thing before you go on stage.
I agree with you. Now, Colin, the Zombies were just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I feel like finally, was that an exciting thing?
Well, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, someone told me that there's only just over 200 and something acts, so that's more than 200 people, but 200 acts that have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So it puts you in very, very special company. And, you know, the thought that in the first place, over 320,000 people voted for us in the public vote, and then, of course, the members of the Rock Hall voted for us as well. So it's really fantastic to think that your peers have noticed and appreciated what you've been doing over the years. And of course, it's great that so many people from the public supported us as well. And the icing on the cake is that the actual night of the induction is just a bit dreamlike. It was in front of 17,000 people, and it was televised too. And of course, there were six other acts that were inducted at the same time: Stevie Nicks, The Cure, Roxy Music, Radiohead, Def Leppard, Janet Jackson, all wonderful artists, and we're sitting amongst them before we go up and play for this huge crowd that is just crammed full of stars and, you know, extremely well-known people, and there we are, the Zombies playing for these people. Wow, what a thrill. I'll never forget it.
You know, I was one of the members of the public who voted for you. I went on as often as I could and voted for the Zombies. And I never do that. I never vote in online things like that.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Honestly, I was absolutely overwhelmed by the votes that we got. and then eventually being told that you're going to be inducted, and then the big night when it actually happens, the ceremony. It was just a phenomenal experience.
So the music of the Zombies, in my opinion, is so timeless, and I have to share a little detail with you. The first dance that my husband and I had at our wedding 2 years ago was to This Will Be Our Year by the Zombies.
Really? Fantastic. Well, I'm absolutely thrilled to hear that that was the case. It's a great song. It's written by Chris White, the bass player in the Zombies, and it's always been a favorite of mine, and we do usually play that. Whatever show we're playing, whatever the set list is, we always play that song. It's a great favorite with the band, and it's usually a great favorite with audiences, and I'm so happy that you used that song when you got married. How absolutely fantastic.
So out of your catalog, your repertoire, whatever you play on stage, what's your favorite? What really gets you excited?
She's Not There will always be a favorite with me, because that's the song that changed all our lives. Before that, we were an amateur band from a little town just north of London. We recorded that song, and suddenly we're traveling the world, and we've got a huge hit record, and we're considered professional musicians. So that song will always have a special place for me. I think there are quite a few Zombie tracks that I like, but also, if I could just mention, a song that I sang for the Alan Parsons Project, Old and Wise, from the I Am the Sky album, is another favourite of mine. It's a very beautiful song, actually written by Eric Wolfson, who was Alan Parsons' silent partner and wrote a lot of the songs. And it's such a beautiful song. And in some territories around the world, it's been a huge hit as well. But it certainly wasn't a hit in the UK. It got into the top 50 or 60 or something like that. I don't think it was a big hit in the States either, but it's just a beautiful song, Old and Wise, from the Alan Parsons Project.
Sometimes it's the songs that never make it to hits that, you know, are the best ones. Generally, people are dumb. They never pick the best songs as the ones that are popular.
I mean, it is true that a lot of the more obscure tracks, you can often find big favorites in the obscure tracks. And you can actually find that sometimes the songs that are hits, you have no idea how that happened, but you know, you're very grateful that it did happen, but you think, I would have never picked that song. I'm about 50% right. I have picked a lot of the hits. I'm just talking about the Zombies now, but some of them I definitely didn't pick.
All right, so which one did you know was going to be a hit, and what is one that surprised you?
Okay. It's very simple. The two biggest songs the Zombies ever had. She's Not There, I thought, would or could be a hit. It sounded really commercial. I was only 18 years old. What did I know about the music business? But in my humble opinion, I thought it could be a hit. Now, the real screamer is Time of the Season. I never picked that as a single.
Really?
Never in a million years, no. So, I don't think I'd ever make it as an A&R man in a record company, because it was a huge hit. It was the Zombies' biggest hit.
Yeah, I mean, if you're unfamiliar with the Zombies, first of all, stop what you're doing and go listen to everything they've ever done. You know Time of the Seasons, though. Everybody knows that song. It was in Friends.
I know. It's been in many TV series, and it's been in many films as well. The Zombies are incredible that we seem to get absorbed into that world a lot. TV, film, and also commercials. She's Not There was used for Chanel a couple of years ago, and that was a worldwide commercial. So it's sort of another way of increasing your profile. If you're not currently in the charts, if you're getting your songs into films and even commercials, people assume that those songs are hits, and it's just a new and incredible way to get your music to the public.
It's amazing. Well, we are so excited that your music and that you are going to be here in Denver on September 20th. Colin, it was wonderful talking to you today.
Thank you so much, Ellie. I've really enjoyed talking to you. Thanks so much for having me on the show, and hopefully see you in Denver. It's going to be a great show.
You can find information on that show right on 99.5themountain.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.